Okay, today is Daf Lamed Ches. We're on line Zayin Amid Beis, third line from the bottom. Amar Rav Asi. Isa shall Meiser Sheni, the dough of Meiser Sheni, by Meiser Sheni is grain, he made it into dough, L'divrei Rav Meir, according to Rav Meir, who says that Meiser Sheni belongs to God, some machlokas about that, is it Mamon Bailim or Mamon Hekdesh? So according to Rav Meir, who holds that Meiser Sheni is Mamon Hekdesh, Pitur Min HaChalah, you potter from Challah. You don't have to give Challah on Meiser Sheni dough. Why? It doesn't belong to you. Okay? As Rashi said in the last Rashi, the Amar Beperek Sheni the Kedushin, Meiser Mamon Gevoahu, Meiser belongs to Hashem, it's like a carbon. Upitur Min HaChalah, it's potter from Challah. Kedmefarish Tarisa Sechem Ksiv V'lo Shel Gavoa. Right? Okay. V'l'divi Chachamim, but according to the Chachamim who hold, Meister Sheni belongs to you, Chayav is B'chala. It's Chayav and Chala. Now, Matzos Shel Meister Sheni L'divi Rav Meir. What about the... Right. Well, I don't know. But, Matzos Shel Meiser Sheni, but a matzah of Meiser Sheni. So I took Meiser Sheni, I made it into flour, and I made it into matzah. Can I use that matzah? L'divrei Rav Meir, ein adam yotze boi dechavasa v'pesach. According to Rav Meir, the answer is no. Why? Says Rashi on top. Vafilu lo darish oni loshan aninas. Even if you don't darish that story with the oni and the ani, right? We had that. Be'inan matzah shelo, v'lo shel gavoah. You have to eat matzah that belongs to you, and not matzah that belongs to Hashem. Gesundheit.
Thank you. Where is that written?
Ulekamen parich miksiv matzachem. Does it say matzachem? Doesn't say that anywhere.
Right.
That's what we say right now. L'divrei chachamim, according to the chachamim, yotzi ba yedei chavasa b'pesach. You can be yotzi yerchiyev on Pesach with matzah of Meiser Sheni. Okay? What about Esrog Shal Meiser Sheni?
No.
L'divrei Rav Meir, ein yotzei bo yedei chavasa b'yamtiv. You cannot use an Esrog of Meiser Sheni for the exact same reason.
No, because there is written l'lokachem lochem.
Oh. L'divrei Chachamim, but according to the Chachamim, adam yotzei yedei chavasa b'yamtiv. You can use it. No problem. It doesn't belong to you. It doesn't belong to Hashem. It's not like a carbon. Maskevor, Papa. So Papa, one second. Bishloma, but Papa was thinking like myself. Bishloma Isa, I understand the dough, the chsiv, it says, Ariso Seichem, Mishal Lochem. Has to be your dough. Esrog Nami, the chsiv, Ulakachtem Lochem. Lochem means Mishal Lochem Yehei. It has to be your Esrog. Ella, Matzah? What about Matzah? Mi chsiv Matzachem? Does it say it has to be your Matzah? There's a rule like that, doesn't say that, no pasuk like that. Answers to Gemara. Amar Rava, v'itemer of Yemar bar Shlemya, isya lechem lechem. It's a gzeira shava. Ksiv hacha lechem oni, uksiv hasam v'haya b'achalchem milechem ha'aretz. Right? Where's that pasuk? That pasuk is bechala. Right? Ma lahalan mishalochem. Afkan Mishalochem. The Gzeirah Shava. What do you mean, Lechem Lechem?
What does it say, Shalochem?
What? No, because Challah is... the second Lechem is by Challah. Challah, it says, Ariso Seichem. It's Gzeirah Shava. Therefore, Matzah has to be yours. Okay? Let's look at the Tosvos. Tosvos of... the first Tavtos. Hiksha read the Orleans. The Re from the town of Orleans in France asks the following question. Kivan de alfinan, lechem lechem, dibi inan matzah shalachem. So now we know that matzah has to be yours. Amai itzrich le'el, why do we need a pasuk earlier? Limu'ute shalo yotza betevel, but you can't use tevel. Right? We learned out of drusha before, you can't use tevel. Mi shiyasruhu mishum batochel chametz. Hold drasha. Typically, learn out Dibainon shalachem. That has to be yours. V'tevel eino shalachem. Tevel's not yours. Daha esrog shel demai. What about demai? If an esrog of demai, demachshiri beitz hilo below of a gazel, mafari shatzam mishum de iboy, mafkir le chatze, v'have ani v'chazile. You could be mafkir in a chatzim and turn yourself into an ani. Hashnami shalachem kuinabe, mashma tevel gamal achashu shalachem. In other words, why don't we need another drasha now about tevel? What about, by demai? So beitz hilo said you could use it. Why? Because you can mafkir in the chatzim and you can become poor and poor people can eat demai. What about, why don't we need two psukim? V'tira tzvi. Esrog shel tevel lo chashav shalo. The esrog of tevel is not considered yours. Kivan shetzarech litein mimono lekohen or levi ubeinan sheyei kol esrog shalo. The entire esrog has to be yours. Avo matzah sheim achal kol kach sheim haya nasan mimono truma o meiser mimash achal akati achal shir matzah chashav shaper dami. What he says is, let's say I have tevel, right? So I could take off a ton of, I could eat a matzah, and I still have left over in the tevel to give to the kohen, give to the levi. Maybe that is considered mine. It's mine. Tevel, I don't have to give the whole thing away. I give a little bit away. I give 10%, 2%. So I would have thought, I could do that. I'll eat it, and then I'll give the rest off. And I can't do that. Viraj batiret, itzrich le'el kra, lehecha shema sheyifarish, yiyeh shalo. Go in by your coin or leave or Yisrael. Only what if you're a coin? So you mafresh it to yourself. Okay, that's why we need a separate process. Hey, back to the Gemara. Where am I up to? Lema misayale. Let's say we have a bring a raya that this is correct. Isa shal meiser sheni, the dough of meiser sheni, petura minachala, is potter from chala. Divrei Reb Meir. Those are the words of Reb Meir. The chachamim omrim chayeves. And the Chachamim say, you're Chayim and Chala. Right? So, Lema Misayeli. Let's... 8 o'clock. Sorry. Lema Misayeli. Right? Let's bring a Raya that we just said before is correct. So what do we bring down? We bring down a Braisa. Isa Shal Maitzer Sheni. Petur Min Achala Divrei Reb Meir. The Chachamim Omrim Chayeves. The Gemara says, Lema Misayeli. You want to bring me a Raya? Hainu Ha. It's the exact same situation. It's the exact same. Sometimes when you know, A holds this and B holds this. I'll bring you a raya. And the raya is that A says something similar and B says something similar. But they're really holding the same thing. You see, it's the raya. Here, it's the exact same thing. What do you mean to bring a raya? It's the exact same sheetas. Hachi kamar. Lema, let's say like this. Mide pligi b'isa b'hanach nami pligi. Since they argue by Isa of Maaser Sheni, maybe there's three things going on here. Maaser Sheni, Esrog, and Matzah. So, Lema Medemiflegi Bahanach, Beisa Bahanach, Nami Pligi, maybe they argue by Maaser Sheni. That we know. What about Matzah and Esrog? Odilma, Shiny Hasam. Maybe it's different over there. Dechsiv, because it says, Ariso Sechem, Trey Zimni. It says Ariso Sechem twice. So therefore what? Therefore it's only Maaser Sheni. So it says Rashi, Trey Zimni, the last wide line. Aval Hasam, Lochem, by Esrog, what does it mean Lochem mean? Limeute Sha'ol V'Gazel. To exclude a stolen or a borrowed Esrog. Aval Esrog Shal Maaser Sheni. But the Esrog of Maaser Sheni, Hai, it's Yahev Le La'achila, that you want to eat. Nafik Bey, it's a good, but Afil L'Rab Meir. Even according to Reb Meir. In other words, according to Reb Meir, we have no source. We have no source that you can't use an esrog of Maaser Sheni and that you can't use matzah of Maaser Sheni. We have no source. Why? Because it said Ariso Sechem two times to pigeonhole Maaser Sheni and only Maaser Sheni and not matzah and not esrog. Aye, it says lachem b'yesrog. Yeah, that means he can't use something stolen. Who said he can't use Maaser Sheni? So we don't have an answer. So what's the halacha? Well, the Rosh says, notwithstanding this Gemara, you're not allowed to use a stolen matzah. Notwithstanding this Gemara, you're not allowed to use stolen matzah because it says, a gzeira shava. You're not allowed to use stolen matzah, which is, by the way, where the Shulchan Aruch paskins. You're not allowed to use a stolen matzah because it's a gzeirah shavah. Even though we just schlugged it up, the Rosh says we still hold like that. That's first of all.
From what?
From we said maybe by Sersheni, by Chala, it says Aris Sechem twice. That means only Aris Sechem, only by Chala you have to be yours.
Why do you need a gzeirah shavah? It's Mitzvah Shabbat
Baver. Oh, some say Mitzvah Shabbat Baver. We're going to get to Mitzvah Shabbat Baver in a second. I'm going in order of the way the Masechta explained it. First of all, the Rosh says we still hold with the gzeirah shavah. That's number one. Number two, the Yerushalmi says, Yerushalmi says you can use stolen matzah, and for some reason it's not a mitzvah b'avera. Why is it not a mitzvah b'avera? It's a good question. I don't know. So he explained the whole complicated thing. Because when you steal, what are you stealing? You stole an actual matzah? Or you stole wheat? Or you stole flour? Or you stole dough? What did you steal?
All of it.
What do you mean all of it?
All of
it. Well, you can steal a matzah. I could go into your house and take your matzah box. I could steal dough from you. I could steal wheat from you. What'd you steal? Whatever you stole, when you change it and make it shini rishus and shini maisa, then it's no longer an itzer of gzela, and therefore it's not a mitzvah b'avera. But then he says over here, and when you put it in your mouth, you can't pay that back. Let's say you stole a matzah, genuine matzah. And I ate it. Right? So while I'm eating it, what am I going to do? The guy says, can I have my matzah back? Yeah, we're going to spit it out and give it back. You can't do that. So therefore, it might not be a mitzvah b'avera. It's a tough, difficult shot over here. Right, so the Yerushalmi says it's a machlokes, and it, according to some, it would be a mitzvah b'avera, and according to others, it wouldn't be. Yeah, that's the story.
That would happen in most cases. The mitzvah b'avera was a pig shofar, for instance. You take steel shofar, you blow it.
Right.
So, is that mitzvah b'avera?
I don't know, because shofar, the mitzvah is only to hear it.
So?
There's no mitzvah, the mitzvah is only to hear shofar. So I don't know. I would say it's a mitzvah b'avera.
Yeah.
But matzah too.
Yeah.
Forget the lochem, it's a mitzvah b'avera. By the way, the Beralacha says that even if you steal morar, even if you steal maror, which maror is only a maror, certainly doesn't have to be yours. There's no lochem by maror, no such thing like that. It's still a mitzvah. Even though maror is only to be the rabbanon, it's still a mitzvah b'avera, right? The Bir Lachas comes up with a whole lovelace about that. Okay, interesting. Okay, next. By Rav Shimon ben Lakish, mahu sheyata adam midei chavaso, right? B'meiser sheni b'Yerushalayim. Can you use meiser sheni wheat, make matzah out of it, and eat it in Yerushalayim? So we had this already, right? Didn't we have this already? Aliba de Rabbi Yossi Aglili lo hibayalach. According to Rabbi Yossi Aglili, don't answer this question. Why? Hashda chulin. What? Hashda chulin. I took chala. And I gave off the challah, right? Lo v'lo nafik chalaso, v'lo nafik chalaso. 1 minute. Aliba d'Yosei Aglili lo tibaylach. According to Yosei Aglili, it's not a kasha. What would Yosei Aglili say? Hashta, he held b'chulin, that if you have meiser sheni and you give off challah, the rest of it you cannot use in Yerushalayim. Lo nafik chalaso, no lafik chalaso mibaya. So you don't take off challah. What kind of question is that? Of course not, right? That's what Rabbi Yosei Aglili held a few days ago. You have meiser sheni, and you take off challah. You can't use the remainder to make matzah, even in Yerushalayim. So for sure, if you don't take off challah, you can't do it. So we're going to get to that in a second. Kiti bayalach aliba de Rabbi Akiva. So the only question is according to Rabbi Akiva. Bachulin hu denafik. Did he hold bachulin? It's okay. Why? Di mitmu yesh lemheter moshavos. Because if it became tamei, that was the one exception of how to get bread out of, how to get ma'aser sheni out of Yerushalayim. If it became tamei, so therefore, Therefore, he allowed it. Avol chala, but chala, di matmis, let's leheter moshavos. But chala becomes tamei. There's nothing you can do with it. Except what? Ulusreifa azla. Lo nafik, you can't use it. So therefore, you can't use Meiser Sheni where chala was not taken off. O dilma, amrin on hoel. Always say hoel. What does hoel mean? Ilu lo kara alav shem. Let's say I don't call it chala. I don't say anything. The imtu, the itme, and it becomes tame. Isle heter moshavos. Now I can take it anywhere I want. The nafik ba, and I can be yotze. Hashtanami nafik. Now I can also be yotze.
What? He's trying to bypass that.
Right.
By not
so you didn't take off chala. So you didn't take off chala. So.
What are you doing with it?
No, it became tamed. So you don't have to take off chala.
There'll be no difference than he hasn't been. No difference than he's preparing it and he becomes tamed.
So you're asking a good question. I think Tosfos sort of asks the same question as you. Look at the third Tosfos. Oh, Dilma. Tamed Lari. So 1 second. What kind of joke is this? Iyamarta Hoel. If we say this Hoel concept, Imkain, Bikurim Nami. Same with Bikurim. We said you can't use mice, you can't use matzah out of Bikurim. Why can't I make matzah out of Bikurim? Because Bikurim can't be eaten b'chol mosh masechem. Same answer. Lo kari l'shem. Don't call it Bikurim. If that's a game you can play, play the game.
No, what's
the point? V'yesh lomar, satozen lo dummy. The shem Bikurim eino necha b'chol mosh masechem. Abel hacha, shem chala necha b'chol mosh masechem. First, Bikurim you can never eat anywhere. Chala, I can't eat anywhere I want. Just the only issue is Meister Sheni. V'chein shem Meister Sheni l'chudei necha b'chol mosh masechem. I could eat Meister Sheni in the whole country. How? If it gets tamei. Hilkach v'chalas Meister Sheni amar shapir hobel v'lo kari lo shem. It's possible by chalas Meister Sheni not to call it so. And then I'd be able to eat it anywhere.
Yeah. I think I'm even worried about even a bigger problem.
Which
everybody's going to use this method. You know what? Nobody can't go challah until we're ready to use the thing.
Right.
When you do it, everything's prepared. People are going to come to forget. Oh, I'm not going to go challah until the last one because you know why? I can get tummy back.
Right.
It's ridiculous way of working.
Right. I know. It's not easy here. Anyway, so that's a kasha that we have. Ikedi Amri, another version of the kasha. Had vaday loti bayalach. No, it's not a kasha. The vaday Amri and Hoel. We're for sure going to allow this. Kiti bayalach. What's our kasha? One more step removed. Chala halakuach b'kesef ma'aser sheni. Chala that you took off ma'aser sheni. Vali b'derabanan, and according to the rabbanon, lo tibayalach. It's not a kasha. Why? Kiva de amri yifteh. Since he allowed you to redeem it, hainu ma'aser. It's good ma'aser. Ki tibayalach. What's the kasha? Ali b'derab Yehuda. According to Rabbi Yehuda, the amah who said yikaver. That it has to be buried. What does that mean? So Rashi over here, right here, says he cover. Kol kuach b'kesef ma'aser sheni shenitma. Anytime ma'aser sheni becomes tamei, you cannot redeem it and take it to Tel Aviv and eat it there. You can't do that. What do you do with it? You have to bury it. Why? So Rashi explains. Mishum de kalisha kedushasa. The kedusha is very weak now. Ma'aser sheni that got tamei. V'lo olim. L'mitvas pidyone. It's not strong enough to accept the redemption. And I can't do it. V'nami lo kara olav shem chala lo havi lehetem b'noshavos. And you didn't call it chala, you can't eat it anywhere. So in other words, we're 2 steps removed now. Did not. We learned. Halakuach b'kesef ma'aser sheni. If someone has ma'aser sheni shenitma, that got redeemed, that got tameh, you have to redeem it. If Yehuda omer yikav, you have to bury it. Okay, so what happened now? What's the case? The case is, you have challah that came from Ma'aser Sheni in Yerushalayim, right? So according to the Rabbanon, now in order for this to work, how are you going to make this work? You have to get the Ma'aser Sheni out of Yerushalayim. The only way you could do that is if it became Tamei. But according to Rabbi Yehuda, if it becomes tamei, you have to bury it. So, mi amrin and hoel. Do we say hoel? V'ilo lakuach have, and if you don't transfer it, hoel v'lokari olav shem v'idmi yesh lo heter moshavos v'nafik bay, hashtanami nafik bay, o dilma, this is the other side of the equation, chad hoel amrinan, tre hoel lo amrinan. We're not going to say hoel twice. What are the two hoels? So Rashi says, in the Rashi of o dilma chad hoel amrinan, kigon, chalas meiser, gufa, dolonafik bay, chalas meiser itself can't become edible, ela al yedei hoel, only by resorting to hoel. The e lo kara olav shem, because I didn't have to call it meiser and chala. Inami, chulin shal lakuach, lo nafki bay, ela al yedei hoel. The e lav lakuachu, hosler amrinan hoel vashari, vlo aval chalas lakuach, the boy tre hoel lo amrinan. Okay, so does that make any sense? Does it make any sense over here? What's going on here? What's the case now? What's the case? The case, I think, is, right? Dash, you following? You lost? A little bit, right? So what's the case? So you have chala that you took off meiser. Chala that you took off from dough that was bought from Meiser Sheni in Yerushalayim. Right. Right.
You're in Yerushalayim. With your Meiser Sheni.
No.
No, your money.
With your money. Meiser Sheni money.
Right.
That you bought with it dough.
Now you're buying dough.
And now you want to make that dough into chala. Now you want to make that dough into matzah. Right. What? Right. Now, can I use the rest of it to make matzah? So we said earlier that...
Why not?
Because we said earlier that you can't do that because you can't eat it outside Yerushalayim.
Right.
And sit down and
go home.
Oh, you want to go home
now?
Right. So you can't do that. So we already said you can't do that. But here, it's two steps removed. I could say... I could not even call it... Chala, in which case I could leave. Or since if it became tummy, I could leave.
The chala is irrelevant. You can't leave with the Meiser Sheni food.
No, but I redeemed it.
Yeah, but now you're serving Jesus twice.
You, you redeemed the Meiser Sheni again a second time?
No. If it got tummy, I could leave.
Do we say,
if it got tummy, I could leave? So therefore, it's really available outside Jerusalem. It's a legal fiction. Since if it got tummy, I could leave. So therefore, it's available the whole Moshe.
If
it got tummy, I would be able to leave and eat it anywhere. Has the status of anywhere.
So now we're asking about the chala.
So we're asking about
the chala of the Meiser Sheni.
Yeah, one second. You can't leave. You have to eat it in Jerusalem.
Right. Yeah.
But there's a problem. The Torah says b'chol moshe v'zechem. Right. If it got tamei, it would be b'chol moshe v'zechem. So there's a possibility for it to get out of here. There's a possibility for it to be b'chol moshe v'zechem. Even though I'm stuck here in Yerushalayim, I can still eat it. Right. And that's one heter.
Wait. Don't go away yet. How did it become moshe v'zechem?
Because if it got tamei, now I can leave. Now I'm allowed to take it out. I know, but it's enough of a moshe v'zechem that I can eat it now. I can make matzah out of it, eat it in Yerushalayim. If it got tummy, I'd be able to leave. That's a tofil or a bikurim. Well, bikurim can never leave.
Right.
Never. No way out. Now you can't make matzah out of bikurim.
Wait a second. So that means if I have matzah sheni, I'll bring it to Shalai, and all of a sudden on the way I get tummy. Matzah sheni gets tummy.
Turn around, go home.
Stop. And then I'll worry about people doing that.
And we have another rule. Why? You don't have to bring the matzah sheni altogether. You're allowed to redeem it.
You gotta go down to Yerushalayim.
And bring money or food.
Irrelevant.
So by the way, the halacha, we said this on Friday. If you bring Meiser Sheni into Yerushalayim, you can't take it out.
Right.
Unless it got tamei.
Right.
So people didn't, people didn't mess around with tumah. They didn't mess around. If it got tamei, never. So they didn't want that to happen. Oh, and then I could go home. They didn't have to go to begin with.
Once
he's there already. So they didn't want to go tamei. Since that, if that happened, it's considered b'chol moshe v'zechem. That's enough of b'chol moshe v'zechem that I can eat it in Yerushalayim.
There's at least a small way out.
There's a small way out. That's one thing. Another thing. I don't have to even declare that it's challah. Right? Howel. I'm going to not declare it challah. Since I have the ability to do that,
right.
Therefore what?
Therefore,
no, but Chal, you never need Moshe Masechem. Chal, you never need Moshe Masechem. Chal can be eaten anywhere. So what's the second, what's the second hole?
You didn't have to declare the matzah.
No, the second hole is like this. The second hole is like this. According to Yehuda, if Meiser Sheni becomes Tameh, you can't redeem it. You have to bury it. So what can we say? How are we going to get out of that one?
No, that's the first
hole. That's the first hole.
The second hole is Tameh.
Right. But the first hole is the Meiser itself. Yes. If it does become Tameh, what do you mean you're going to go to Tel Aviv? You're not going to leave. You have to bury it. So how do we get out of that one? Hoel, what are we going to say? The Elo Lokua Chavi, if I didn't redeem it, if I don't sell it, I don't exchange it, Hoel Velo Kari Olav Shem V'itmi Yeshel Heter V'moshavos. He would agree with that, of Yehuda. So he could make that legal fiction, the second legal fiction about the Chala, and therefore I can eat it. And the answer is, Amar Rava, yeah, Mistaber Shem Meiser Chadu. It's one designation of Meiser, and therefore we'd allow both of these holes to get you out of Yerushalayim, and therefore, according to this, you could make matzah out of this kind of dough, which doesn't come up, so. The second hole, I think it's like this. Since, if it became Tameh, you're allowed to leave Yerushalayim. Meiser Sheni is brought to Yerushalayim. It's not allowed to leave. Once you walk into the walls, you can't leave. Unless it became Tameh. Now, I can't make Meiser Sheni in Yerushalayim. Why not? Because matzah can be eaten b'chol Moshe Masechem. Meiser Sheni can only be eaten in Yerushalayim. But since if it becomes Tameh, I can leave now. Now I can go to Haifa. So there's a little bit of b'chol Moshe Masechem.
The challah.
No, the challah you can eat anywhere. Challah you can eat anywhere.
He didn't designate it as
Meiser
Sheni. That's the second hole.
That's the second hole. He didn't designate it as Meiser Sheni. So, right, because according to Rabbi Yehuda, you have to bury it. I understand. Right? That's the first Meiser. The first, I don't even designate it as Meiser Sheni. So, what is it? Nothing.
Nothing.
I owe Meiser Sheni. So, I owe it. I have a debt. I owe Meiser Sheni. I got to get it. But I didn't designate it as Meiser Sheni. Since if I don't designate it as Meiser Sheni, I can eat anywhere. Even though I have to presently be in Yerushalayim. But had I not said anything, I'd be able to leave. So, therefore, I can leave. And the second one is that if it became Tameh, I could leave. That could also leave. I could also make it into matzah here. Those are the two holes.
Right. The first one, if it became Tameh and you already made it Meiser Sheni, you can leave. The second one is you didn't even declare it yet.
Correct.
And it became Tameh, so you can still leave.
Right. So you can still leave. Exactly. Okay. That was hard. Okay. Next. Now it's easier. The Mishnah said, Chalas Toda, the Chala of Toda, which some of it is matzah, by the way.
Wait, but the conclusion is then do we hold by two holes?
Yes, this is Rava says we do.
We do.
Mistabra Shein Meiser Chadhu. It's one Meiser. It's two kunsen, two tricks, but it's one Meiser. The next Mishnah said, Chalas Toda. What's a Chalas Toda? The guy was sick, he got better, he brought a carbon Toda, he brought 40 loaves. 30 of them are matzah. So, can he use these matzahs for matzah? Or, Rikike Nazir. The wafers you bring as a nazir also matzah. So can I use that for matzah? Kill two birds at one stone? The answer is no. The Mishnah says you can't do that. Manahani Mili, how do you know you can't do that? Amar Rabba, what do you mean? You're allowed to eat it. You're allowed to go home and eat it. You can eat it in Yerushalayim. So can you make matzah out of it? I'll come, right? Erev Pesach. I'll bring my toad to Erev Pesach. You can't even do that because we don't say Mizmah L'Soda on Erev Pesach. Because it didn't allow you to bring a toad to Erev Pesach because it was too much to eat. You're not going to finish it in time. Right. It's a chametz. You're not going to eat in time. It didn't allow it. But the question is anyway. Amar Rava, Amar Kra. No, you can't do it. Why? It says, Ushmartem es hamatzos. Matzos hamishtameres l'shem matzah. It's matzah that was designated for matzah. Yatzos azush emishtameres l'shem matzah el l'shem zevach. It's not for matzah. It's just for a carbon. Oh, now I can save myself $20 a pound. I can use this. That doesn't count. Rabbi Yosef Amar, a different answer. Amar Kra, listen to this answer. Amar Kra, it says in the Torah, Shivas Yomim Matzah Tochelu. 7 days eat matzah. Matzah Ne'achelos L'Shivas Yomim. Matzah eaten for 7 days. Yotzah Sazu, Shein Ne'achelos L'Shivas Yomim El Yomechad V'Layla. It's only eaten for 1 day. So what? So what? So what? It's only eaten for one day. So big deal.
It doesn't have to be eaten for 7 days.
No, that's not what it says. What the Torah says, you should eat matzah for 7 days. So this matzah I'll eat one day, and then I'm on, getting different matzah tomorrow. Right? Well, so what? So Rav Chana Wasserman explains, because you have contradictory machshavos. I know I can only eat this for one day. Matzah, I know I'm only for 7 days. I went to day school. I know you can matzah Pesach lasts the whole week. So you have contradictory machshavos, and contradictory machshavos will not work. It's a huge chiddush. The whole thing is a chiddush. Anyway, Tanya Kavatei de Rabba, Tanya Kavatei de Rabbi Yosef. There's a braisa that supports both of these reasons. Tanya Kavatei de Rabba, Rabba said what? Rabba said the issue of the lishma, right? The lishma issue. Yachal yatza idei chovaso b'chalas todu urikike nazir. Tamad lom u'shmata mesamatos. Matza mishna meres l'shem matza. Only matza works. Yatza zazu she'enu mishra l'shem matza el l'shem zevach. And Tanya kavase de Rav Yosef. If a braisa that supports Rav Yosef who said the story was 1 verses 7, right? Yachal yata adem ide chavasa b'chalas toda urikike nazir. Talmud lomar, shivas yamim, matzah tochelu. 7 days, you should eat matzah. Matzah hane'echelas l'shiva. Matzah eaten for 7. Yatsu sazu, she'ena ne'echelas l'shiva, elo liyom v'layla. Only one. So you have both. Right? You have both.
Can you see covers by nazir and by toda, since you buy
that what?
You know,
yes, I don't know about all that. I don't know. If there's shmura matzah for toda, I don't know.
I think you just have to bake it in like a wafer. I think.
So like yesterday.
I don't think they even rule of five.
So yesterday we did say, if everybody remembers, that we spoke about the lechem aponim. The lechem aponim was matzah. And it wasn't chametz. The lechem aponim was a tefach thick. So why can't you make in your kitchen a tefach thick? So we said five things. Well, the Kohanim has reason, and they use a metal oven, and they do everything they can to make sure that it doesn't rise. So I don't know if they were, I don't know how they were, I don't know. Anyway, I would venture to say that you don't need shmur matzah because it's a special chumrah by matzah. Right? By the blood of this, b'shmarta mesamatzah. It's a special chumrah. Right? Where'd that come from? Mishas Tzira, Mishas Lisha? Where'd that come from? Where does that come from? Right? Shmur matzah, right? It's in the back. Shmur Mishas Ksiva or Shmur Mishas Lisha, which by the way, every matzah is Shmur Mishas Lisha. That's it. Right? It's, of course, it's Shmur Mishas Lisha.
What?
That's what it is, by definition. There's no chametz in the room. So if Shmur Mishas, where'd that come from? It's a machlokas rishonim. It's a machlokas rishonim. What?
Korea.
No, it's a machlokas rishonim.
In Arizona now, we've got the cover of the New York Times.
Right, what are they doing in Arizona?
Because it would be.
Right, Shmur Mishas Ksiva.
Right.
Right? So where'd that come from? It's a machlokas rishonim. I think we're going to get to it. The question is, do we have to be machmir like that?
We have no choice now.
Well, now we have no choice. No, but it comes up. It comes up in the matzah meal. But that has to be shmur mishas ksira. And then your entire Pesach triples and fries.
Are you using
why? So Manashevit, I'm just saying that as an example, I'm not judging them, that's Shmur Mishas Lisha.
Right.
If you want to spend triple the price for a box of matzah meal, I'm sure it's like Tzira, right, 18 minute matzah. So in the matzah itself, you can't even buy it. Nobody, you can't even buy hand Shmur matzah that's not Shmur Mishas Tzira. You can't even buy such a thing. What about the matzah, all the other ingredients? That's a separate discussion, so we'll get to that. Anyway, why do we need all this? Typically, melachem oni. What about melachem oni? Misha ochel nechal ba'aninas. You're not allowed to eat matzah u'mayis hasheni ba'aninas. Yotzus hazu. I'm sorry. Lechem oni. Misha nechal ba'aninas. Yotzus hazu. She'er nechal ba'aninas. Ela b'simcha. What about everything else has to eat in b'simcha? All these things have to be eaten b'simcha. Toda, nazir. No, savalei Rabbi Akiva. No, the kolak Rabbi Akiva. The amar lechem oni ksiv. He said that we don't learn anything else from that oni about aninas. It does not arise at all. It doesn't make a difference. What about the fact that it's matzah shira? Why is it matzah shira? Because there was flour, there was honey, not honey, oil. There was oil in the nazir, in the toda karbanos. There was oil. Oil was added to those breads. So it's matzah shira. So it says, not Amar Shmuel Bar Yitzchak, revi it's he. There was only revi of oil. umishalakas yilakamachal. It was spread out over 40 chalas. A revi is spread out over 40 chalas. There's nothing there. There's nothing left. That doesn't turn into matzah shir. It's too small. It's not enough of an ingredient. Okay? V'tepiklei, de'enane achalos, v'chal moshavos. 1 second. You're not allowed to eat todas or rekike nazir anywhere but Yerushalayim. It's not v'chal moshavos eichem. Okay? Amar Rish Lakish, listen to this answer. Amar Rish Lakish, says Rish Lakish, you see from here, Zoso Meres, you see from here, that chalos toda, urekike nazir, ne'echalin b'nov u'begivon, that they were eaten in Nov and Givon, other places where the Mishkan stood. It wasn't just in Yerushalayim, it was in Nov, it was in Givon. Since there were a few years in history when you were able to eat chalas nazir, chalas toda, and rekike nazir outside of Yerushalayim, now you're not allowed to, but it's still called b'chol moshe moseichem.
Only on those days.
So if you have, we have a few minutes. Let's do this gigantic Rashi, Zoso Meres. It's a great Rashi because he can explain. Ready? Here we go. I think we're going to finish. Midelo nafkale b'chol moshe moseichem. Since we're not bothered by b'chol moshe moseichem. We're not bothered by that problem. Katsavar, chalas toda urekike nazir, chalas toda and rekike nazir, ne'echalas benovu begivon. They were eaten there. And therefore it's considered b'chol moshe moseichem, because Nov is not Yerushalayim, and Givon's not Yerushalayim. I tell you, can't do that. But at one point in history, you were allowed to. Right? Delo krib Shimon, not like Rib Shimon, the Omar Parakama de Megillah, delo karav benovu givon. You would not be able to bring Nov and Givon, these kinds of kabanos, the Hainu Bama Gedola, that would have the status of a Bama Gedola. Ella, what could you bring there? Tzachim. V'chovos hakavu lehem zman. Only things that required a zman. Like what? Shabbos, a Mosef of Yontif, a Mosef of Shabbos. You couldn't bring a Nazir thing. What? No, carbon. Carbon. You couldn't stop out. You know what? I love Hashem so much, I want to bring an Ola. You couldn't do that. What could you bring? Only things that are required is man. Avachavut she'en lehem zman kavu alo. But if it does not have a zman kavu, you couldn't bring them. So Rav Shimon said that. Therefore, no ring given. Can you bring a chalas toda? No, absolutely not. Can you nazir? No nazir kabanas. Couldn't bring it. Only Pesach and other things that had a zman. Udelo command amar perak basmer dezvachim kan v'kan. What does it mean, kan v'kan? Here and there. Baba gedola denova givon. Baba katana shay osa barosh gago. Either Nova Givon or even a bum I put on my roof. Lo karvel yachid ela olu ushlamim. They said he can only bring an olu ushlamim. Not whole like that either. Al osan shekarvu benovu givon hutzrich lahavi raya mivishmarta mesamatos amimatos tochelu. Delo nafki b'chol moshvoseichem. He doesn't learn about b'chol moshvoseichem. The isle hetzer b'chol moshavos. I was able to bring it anywhere. Shayuchol laholichin b'chol makom sheyirtu b'soch zman achilasan. And by the way, did I have to stay in Nov and eat it there? No, I can go back to Tel Aviv and eat it in Tel Aviv. I can go to Haifa and eat it. I can go to Eilat and eat it in Eilat. Oh, therefore, it has the status of the Chol Moshe Moseichem. Even now, where I can't leave Yerushalayim. Says Rish Lakish, there's no other way out of that question. There has to be the answer. Therefore, that Chol Moshe Moseichem doesn't stop me from
the 100-year period.
The Tanan Perek, the Pasuk Dezvachim, Baal and Novu Givon, when they came to Nov and Givon, Hutru habamos kachim kachim nechalin lifnim and akloyim kachim kalin umaiser sheni bechal orei Yisrael anywhere right now. Rashi says achaluk of a mishkan until the mishkan was put up. How long did that last? 1 year from the time they left Mitzrayim until the time of the mishkan was put up. Hayu habamos mutaros bamos mutar va'avoda bebechoros, and the avoda was done by bechoros. Hukam hamishkan, once the mishkan was put up, avoda bekahanim. The avodah was with kahanim, v'nesra bamos. Bamos were also, you couldn't have a bum in the midbar. Avru, yisayardein, v'okvu v'gilgal, zayin shekivshu v'zayin shechilku, those 14 years, haya bamos mutaros. Ba'al l'shila, l'acha shechilku, v'okvu ha-mishkan, shal nesra bamos. Bamos were also again. V'kulu, mefarish, b'kari, v'perak, v'asr, d'zvachim. All this is learned out of Tzachim. Charva shilo, b'yimei Eli, when shilo was destroyed in Eli's day, Kishanishba Aron Be'eretz Plishtim, and the Aron was captured by the Plishtim. Balhem Lanov, they came to know. V'lo haya lehem Mishkan, there wasn't a Mishkan there. Ela Bayis Shel Avonim Haya V'huk Vasham Mizbeach HaNechoshet. He put a Mizbeach there. Abel Aron Lo Haya Shel, the Aron wasn't there. Ukeshach Ziru Plishtim, and when the Plishtim returned the Aron, Amad B'kiryas Yarim Eshem Shana, it was in Kiryas Yarim for 20 years, right? Ad until Shemelech David, until David came, Veviel Tzion, and he brought it to Yerushalayim. Ve Tzion Amar Ad Shemana Shalom Beit Hamikdash Kitechziv. Very good. Okay, very good. Anyway, that's the story. Since there was a time in history when you're allowed to eat the Karbanos of Rechalas Toda and Rekike Nazir outside of Yerushalayim, according to one Shita, who said you're allowed to bring this even in Oven Givon, therefore Tana B'Kol Moshe was a problem. Even though today, or when this come out, or at times of Beis Hamikdash, you certainly could not leave Yerushalayim. I have wild stuff over there. Right? Unbelievable, no? Tanya, I'm Rabbi Eloi. I'll teach Rabbi Eliezer. I asked Rabbi Eliezer, Mao shi yeti ad b'chalas todem kikis nazir. Can I bring chalas todem kikis nazir? Can I make matzah out of that? Amali lo shemati. I don't know. I didn't hear about that. Basi v'shalti lefnei Rabbi Yoshua amali hari amru chalas todem kikas nazir shasal atman ain adam yotzin behen. You can't. However, lamachem b'shuk yotzin behen. If you did it to sell, then it's okay. Right? Kishabasi v'ritati devar lefnei Rabbi Lezer amali what bris amali bris hain bris hain in the devar shavu l'moshe m'sinai. What kind of it's halacha l'moshe m'sinai? Then you can do that. What do you mean? They said it as a question. Brisain? Hain's Varm Shanemu Lalamachal Moshe Messinai? What kind of rule is that? What Halachal Moshe Messinai? That if you made the chalas to sell, it's okay. You can make it into matzah. But if I made it for my private use, I can't? Velo time boy? What kind of reason is it? What kind of explanation is that? So time of my taka, what's the reason? Amar Rava, call Shlashuk Imluchem Mimlach. If you made it to sell, then it was all the kavanas were all built in. He said, "Amr." He said, "E mizdabein. If I sell it, then I sell it. Good, excellent. And e lo mizdabein. If I can't sell it, I'll bring it home for the seder." So I made it with all the kavanas to be master shmur and all that. I sell chalas toda. That's my job. I sell it for a living. So if I can sell it, great. And if not, I'll use it myself. So if that's okay, then what's wrong with that? Then all the reasons why we said no don't apply. All right, we'll stop here, and tomorrow we talk about something called Maror. Everybody have a very good day. What? Yeah. Okay.